Hi, welcome to Monster Mania Radio. This is Dave Heggen, the promoter of Monster Mania Con, sitting here with...
Rob Dimension.
Doug, the best.
Don't encourage him, please. Anyway, the big news, well, there's multiple big newses. The big news that made me instantly ill when I got the email was that, unfortunately, Carrie Fisher is unable to attend our show. Got the email the other day, and like I said, instantly got sick. That's the email no promoter wants to receive, that your headliner is not going to be at your show next week. She had a bit of a medical condition while on a cruise on February 22nd, I believe it was, and doctors have advised her to basically not work for 30 days, which put her out of attending a show on Friday before ours, and also put her out of attending our show. So I got to tell you, first thing that goes through your head is, how do I make this announcement, and how devastated are fans going to be? Mm-hmm. And I mean, we were thrilled to announce her. It was the highlight for me, for my grandson, for my oldest son, and being in the position of being the guy that brought her in, it's the highest of the highs when you can do that and make people that you know happy and make the fans happy. And it's the lowest, and I mean the lowest of the lows, when you've got to come in, you've got to go online, or you got to make that announcement. I mean, it's just, you know, you're disappointing. In this case, I'm disappointing my family and the fans that attend the show, you know. And it's in a week out, it was just like the worst news I could think that I would have to deal with. When I got the email, I wasn't home, so I couldn't even access Facebook or the website or anything to make the announcement. So you get agita as you're typing in the announcement before you hit send or publish or post or comment or whatever it is. And when I did that, I mean, it was like, oh man, you know, I'm dreading what I'm going to read. And much to the credit of every single person that responded, I deleted one negative post out of the whole thing. The response was overwhelming. I actually was able to sleep that night, which I didn't think I'd be able to do. I mean, I live and die with this stuff. You know, people that, you guys know me, you know mm-hmm. what I'm looking like when something like that happens. And before the night was over, we were able to announce that despite losing Carrie Fisher, that we were able to add Peter Mayhew, who was Chewbacca in the first three Star Wars films, mm-hmm. and also in
the third one, number three of the
episodes, which. Much credit to his...
You caught me off guard.
I'm sorry, yeah.
You were so asleep. You were somber, so I was...
Is that what it is?
I don't know. But, I mean, honestly, though, I have to say, now last week we were disappointed by some of the comments that were made online because of the misfits. But then this you know, happens, and totally...
Which is the complete reverse. I'm announcing the misfits and saying
they're signing
they're
for free.
They're going to be there and signing for free. I got a... numerous
hateful comments. Yeah.
I go on and say that the headliner of the show is not going to be here, and much to everyone's credit, the comments were, everybody understood. I know that the story had broken by the time I got home from work.
Yeah.
The email that I had gotten was the first, to my knowledge, was the first public acknowledgement of it. I found out later that news had broken when she had whatever had happened on the cruise ship. I guess that made YouTube or something. I don't know.
So I think that cushioned the blow in a sense. I mean, people knew about it already.
Yeah.
So
by the time I got home to announce it, the people were kind of, a lot of people had already heard about it, had been informed. People had written on my Facebook page that I hadn't even seen until I got home from work that day. You know, like, so kind of, I guess, you know,
people want her to be well.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, I mean, this is a different situation than a cancellation for a reason that no one really knows about. Because that does happen from time to time, not just here, but everywhere.
Right.
Right, or a false promotion.
I absolutely.
Mean, this is clearly evident that it was set, it was booked, and obviously for medical reasons, you know, unfortunately, it's just not going to happen.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, you were let down more than anybody.
Yeah.
Honestly.
And that's the God's honest truth. When I said in the... I left a long announcement on Facebook, and... You know, I included almost the entire email that I had gotten from her agent. But he's a promoter as well, so he led off saying, you know, as a promoter, I know how bad this is.
Never a good sentence to start with.
Yeah.
To read, at least.
Yeah. Dude, when I read, as a promoter, I know how bad this is, or whatever the exact phrasing was, when I read that, I was instantly... I knew what was coming. I instantly got nauseous. And then as it read on, I got more nauseous.
Yeah, when I got the text from you, I thought it was a joke. You know, obviously, you can hear on the radio.
And that's my sense of humor. You know what I mean?
Right, like, we have that
among us. You know
dynamic,
what I mean? Like,
that's...
Same thing when I texted Dave and said to him, look, you know, here's what happened. You know, or Carrie Fisher just canceled. His response to me was the same thing. You're joking, right? I'm like, no.
Right, and then he's like, you know, I just forwarded you the email. Check your email. And I was like, oh, boy.
Yeah.
Not good.
Yeah. But I got to tell you, thanks to Galactic Productions, Peter Mayhew, within 24 hours, by the time I had made the announcement, I guess 2-3 hours later, I was able to say, you know, Chewbacca's coming to the show. And I can't express my gratitude and my thankfulness to Galactic Productions and Peter Mayhew and to all the fans who were just more than gracious and more than understanding of the situation. Just so that everyone knows, I've posted it on Facebook, and I have to post it on my forums, actually, on the website. Everybody that purchased the VIP package for Carrie Fisher, we're refunding the purchase in its entirety. We're also going to mail a free weekend pass to the people that were already planning to attend the show. And we're also going to give them free admission to the VIP party.
That's good.
You know, I mean, it's just...
Absolutely.
I think it's the right thing to do. You know, these people put their faith in us. They were willing to get the Carrie Fisher VIP. Mm-hmm. And I just think... you know, they had their faith in us and Carrie Fisher and the show to put that much money. I mean, believe me, I know that's a lot of money. You know, they were willing to do that, so the least I can do is, you know, if I'm going to disappoint them, you know, the least I can do is give them a free ticket to the show and let them into the VIP party, because that's one of the main features of the VIP package in mm-hmm. my mind.
Right, that's one of the main perks. Party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, Dave, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that the promoter that you are not done yet.
well said, sir.
I can officially announce that as of about an hour ago, we have signed a contract with Billy D. Williams.
Yes!
Lando, baby.
Billy Colt 45 Williams.
There you go. And he'll be attending. He's just going to be there for Saturday. It is only going to be the one day. Peter Mayhew is going to be there all 3 days. So we had Carrie Fisher scheduled for Saturday and Sunday. We've replaced her with Peter Mayhew for 3 days and with Billy D. Williams for 1 day. So the first thing that entered my mind when I got the email about Carrie Fisher canceling was, I've got to do something for the Star Wars people that were coming specifically to see Carrie. Like, the show is very varied. There's people that are coming specifically for the True Blood people. There's people that are coming specifically for Walking Dead or for the Friday the 13th or whatever, the Rob Zombie reunion, whatever it might be. I realized that there's a group of people that are coming to the show specifically for Carrie Fisher. So I felt like I had to do something for them. And to be honest, I mean, I'm thrilled that we got those two guys. I mean, that's, you know, and especially at the last minute. I mean, I think they're great additions to any show, particularly a week out from the show. I mean, that's, I'm happy.
I am purchasing a Colt 45 bottle and having it autographed, and I will keep it at work.
you say that, I'm probably going to do that too. I'm not going to keep it in work because I'd be too tempted to tap into it, but I'm probably going to do that too. How about you, Rob?
I don't know. You caught me by surprise. I mean, it's a pleasant surprise. I mean, you know.
Why?
No, it's a great surprise. What do you mean, why?
You know the man doesn't stop.
I know, but I'm just like, what do you want me to say? I'm excited. I'm excited for the weekend. I'm excited to see Billy D.
That's your excited voice?
Yeah. Well, dude, what is wrong with you?
Colt 45, Billy D?
He's crazy.
You know what? You're probably just mad that I showed you up last week with a little horror knowledge.
Yeah, go ahead and explain what happened.
No.
The harpoon gun.
You know how many times
nuts.
I've heard this story now? Go ahead.
Points. Who's in the movie? Corey Feldman, Crispin Glover. Points for me, negative, and negative points for you.
Okay.
Except for the Billy D ad, you get your points back.
Okay.
So I'm still struggling.
Clowning around, you lost more points.
I'll tell you what, if you didn't give me those points, I was going to ask you who the Jason was and shoot you right back down again, but I won't.
That one guy with the mask.
Now, Dave, you also, I don't know if we talked about it last week or not, but we also have a big announcement for the costume contest.
Yeah, I was, I don't think we did talk about it because I think this happened right afterwards. We are very, very, very happy to say that the new forthcoming Evil Dead film are going to sponsor the costume contest. They're going to have prizes. Just so you know, the categories are going to be scariest, most original, and sexiest. They're going to have prizes for the winners of each one of those. They've got some awesome prizes. They've got posters. They've got buttons, I believe, and all types of things that they're going to hand out, all kinds of swag for the upcoming film, which comes out in theaters, I believe it's April 4th.
April. Mm-hmm.
So I when they contacted me and said they were interested in being sponsors for the costume contest, I was like, wow. I mean, that's the movie I'm hoping brings horror back.
I hope so.
For what I'm looking for.
I think that's our most...
I think that's our best shot at it.
Well, I hope so.
So, I mean, to have them sponsor the costume contest, I'm
excited.
Blown away. I'm really happy.
I'm in it.
I'm excited. Is that better?
I think they know the judges are phenomenal.
Dude, I'm right by.
Minus
I'm right
you,
behind that.
By the way, me and Hotel Brian.
What?
Yeah.
Come on.
Oh yeah, we bumped you. Out. Oh, and Yogi's a judge too.
Do you know what the cha-cha slide is?
No, but I'll
off
look it up.
The judging panel.
Wait, is this another?
Immediately.
Is this another? Golden Child reference?
No,
of some
this
sort?
Is like every wedding in mankind since 1999.
Probably.
I get texts from my dad all the time. Everybody clap your hands.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay, I know what that is then. No, dude, trust me. Look, no.
Well, one of the things I was thinking of doing, while we have all these people in costume, I guess about a week or two ago, I guess I'm a slow catcher-upper on pop culture in some ways. The Harlem Shake became a big thing. So, I was thinking that while we've got all these people in costume, let's do,
one in the middle to start,
right.
Just a little something, and then,
boom,
cutting everybody's dancing.
Yeah.
Perfect.
I mean, with all those costumes, all those people in costume, it'll be awesome.
It'll be a good time.
Monster
I mean, it's
Mania
a goofy
background.
Thing, but
yeah,
Monster
Mania Harlem Shake.
There you go.
That's what
nice.
I'm talking about.
As soon as we start doing it, it's definitely not popular anymore.
We all start with the Colt 45 and roll right into it.
There you
okay.
go.
We get Billy D in on the action, too.
Now, how much are you looking forward to the costume contest?
I'm ecstatic.
How
as long
sexy,
as I get to be
how
me.
How sexy should they be?
As long as I get to be me. No filter. Which could be deadly.
Look, we've talked about this before, and your dad is not exactly the keenest on the no-filter rule. Because we both have said a lot of times that we're not allowed to be...
Yeah, but I mean, at the costume contest, I think we can push the limit a little bit.
It's not
I
really
mean, it's
a
not,
rule.
It's not for broadcast. You know
well,
I mean?
There is one rule.
I just have
no filter.
If
it's not his rule, it's wrong.
that's without saying.
So we need to double check on that. But anyway, so... The costume contest is going to be Saturday night at 10 o'clock. Do we know what room it's going to be in?
It's going to be in Grand Ballroom C, the main event room, awesome. For the most part. Also, we're going to have a last-minute change in the film schedule, not because of any cancellations, but yesterday I received an email from Trankus Films, who is the company that owns the Halloween series, and they had requested that we not show the Halloween films. So
Halloween 4, 5, and Rob Zombie's.
And Rob Zombie's Halloween. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sorry to disappoint anybody, but we'll be showing other films in their place. That's the only changes for the film schedule, because we were showing the three original Star Wars films in the theatrical versions. We can still keep that, even though we lost Carrie with picking up
Lando.
Mayhew and
Lando.
And Lando. We're still able to show those three films. And we're showing the theatrical versions, which I think
got a lot of nerve
really
showing
your
face around here. Nothing?
No, you're creepy.
On. What?
No wonder why your wife kicks you out every night, sends you here for podcasting.
Go podcast. Hey, and just a reminder, for the VIP party, we have FearNet. That's going to be the sponsor. So that's a great sponsor to have.
Plus, I mean, it's just a natural tie-in. We have John Kassir at the show, and they've recently picked up the Tales from the Crypt series.
And they actually have the animated series on Saturdays and Sunday mornings.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
So, you know, I mean, it's just a natural fit. So we're really very happy to have them on board with us as a sponsor, too. So, I mean, looking at the show, I mean, between FearNet sponsoring the VIP party and the new Evil Dead movie sponsoring the costume contest, I mean, that's two great sponsors for the show. I'm really happy.
Yeah, don't forget, it's March 8th through the 10th. We are like in single digits now.
Yes, sir.
Single digits. It's at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey. Tickets are now available at the door. So there's no more advance tickets. It's going to be a fun, jam-packed weekend. It is 3 days of sheer terror. What do you think of that?
That was a good delivery.
I tried.
You can read well.
I'm not bad. So we're going to take a break, and when we come back, we're going to talk about some horror news, and hopefully you'll be a little bit more... Look, don't try and show us up, all right? You got away with one. You're not getting away with that stuff tonight. It's not happening.
Don't start. Don't test.
Just letting you know. I can't wait for the costume contest. It's going to be awesome. Hey, don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
A fortress in the sky. With left the life it holds, we live on borrowed time. Alone, a growing movement here, their armies still advance. From the murky depths they rise. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream. For the flesh they need tonight. Massive flames arise, they burn out of control in this conflict's genocide. All find a way inside, those who could escape have no chance to survive. From their rotting bones, their souls they scream.
Welcome back to Monster Mania Radio. As we just covered in the first segment, my father is never finished adding guests. While we took the break, he took a phone call and added yet another.
Wow, that was good.
Wow.
I'm serious, dude. That was good.
I'm the man.
I won't edit that out. That was good.
Hey, he's going to leave that one in.
I know.
All right, go ahead.
I'm happy to say that we've just added from Friday the 13th, Part 3, the character who was responsible for Jason donning the hockey mask that he wore in every film since then.
Yep.
We have added Larry Zerner, who plays Shelley in the film. Larry's going to be there all 3 days. Super nice guy. He did our show when we had the Friday the 13th Part 3 reunion. God, probably the second year or third year of the show. Kept in touch with Larry over the years, and very happy to have Larry on board. Larry is now a lawyer for, he does copyright and I believe also entertainment lawyer. He's moved on from film work into the world of law, so it's always good to have Larry on one hand at the show.
Yeah, and plus, he was the winner of the 1 vs. 100.
I would have
won. One episode.
But still, that's pretty amazing. The dude won $250,000. I'll challenge him to some sort of brain quiz.
You and him, adult double dare. Better yet, we'll bring in a mechanical bull. The winner.
This guy and his bull.
Hey, all right,
here's the thing. Tweet. Do you have a Twitter?
No.
Tweet to @MonsterManiaCon, @RobDimension, if you would like to see a mechanical bull at a future Monster Mania. Not
genius
this one.
Genius idea. Money in the bank. Genius idea.
There you go.
It's pretty crazy.
Anyway.
Now that we've
beat that to death.
Dude, you take us so far off the course. Okay, Dave, how about some horror news?
Well, Rob, life imitated art the other day when the remains of Alyssa Lamb, who was 21, a Canadian tourist, was found by a maintenance worker at the 600-room hotel that charges $65 a night. And her body in L.A. Her body was found after guests complained about low water pressure. One of the workmen at the hotel went up and investigated the. They had four water towers on the roof of the building that supplied the water to all the hotel residents, and they found her dead body in the water tower. It's the Cecil Hotel, which was built in the 1920s and then refurbished a few years later. People at the hotel were drinking water, bathing, and cooking, and brushing their teeth all with this water that was from the reservoir that had a dead body in it. Some people complained that when they turned on the water to the bathtub or shower, that the initial water that was coming out was black, and that it had a smell to it, and that it would clear up as the water continued to run. People said the water had a funny taste.
That's disgusting.
That's bad.
But the hotel is located on Main Street in a part of downtown where it's kind of become an area of like homelessness and high crime. Former residents of the hotel include Richard Ramirez, who was known as the Night Stalker,
mm-hmm.
and another serial killer called, he was an Austrian prison author, Jack Unterweger, who was convicted of murdering 9 prostitutes in Europe and the United States. And how it imitates art was that in 2002, a Japanese film called Dark Water came out, basically the same premise, sort of. It was a mother and daughter move into a hotel or a rundown apartment. They're plagued with water coming through the ceiling, and just like the whole apartment got flooded continuously. There was like ghostly things happening during the film, and they found that there was the daughter of one of the former tenants of the apartment that they rented was found in the water tower on the roof.
Mm-hmm.
And that film was later remade. An American version of it came out in 2005 with Jennifer Connelly and Tim Roth.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's kind of like, as soon as I heard the story about finding the body in the water tower, the first thing I thought of was this film. So I just thought it was kind of weird.
Well, this goes back to what we were talking about last week about real life.
Yeah, exactly.
Real life terror.
Yeah.
Like things that are scary.
Yeah, I mean, you know.
That is pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, how would you feel if you stayed, well, first of all, it sounds like a fine establishment for $65 a night.
you know, you're strapped for cash. I mean,
yeah,
you got to make a bad decision.
But, you know, and a lot of times, too, I mean, you know, when we went to Europe at the time, you don't know where you're staying at until you get there.
Yeah.
You know, and a person from Europe is seeing $65 a night for a hotel in L.A. They don't realize that there's going to be a dead body in their
water. The water in America tastes so weird.
Yeah.
Well,
that's what one of the people they interviewed afterwards, the one that said that the water had a funny taste, she thought, oh, I just thought that was how it was here. Because, you know, when you go to different places, the water tastes different. We grew up in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
The Philadelphia water is night and day different from the water that's coming out of my tap here, you know, in Jersey. So
now, this isn't part of your horror news, but I have a little bit of news for the Monster Mania family. Now, in September, you have Burt Ward coming in to Baltimore. I'm not sure if you're aware of this or not, but the episode, the latest issue of Batman Incorporated, number 8, Death of Robin, hit yesterday, and it's already triple, almost quadruple in price.
No, you know what? I didn't know that.
They killed Robin. Burt Ward went on TMZ and asked them to not, like he was never asked about the Robin situation. I mean, not that he would.
But they've killed Robin so many times before.
Right.
Which Robin did they kill this time?
I don't know. I mean, I haven't been reading it, but I literally just was on eBay. And I mean, the cover price, I think, is like $3. And the majority of them are going for $20 to $25 now already. And came out.
The irony of that is that there's been this series that just completed last week or the week before called... originally, when Robin was killed, the issue was called Death in the Family.
Yes.
And it had where people, fans got to vote whether they were going to kill Robin off or not. Everybody at DC expected they wouldn't want to kill him off, but people being as they are,
right,
decided to kill him off, so they had to joke or kill him. That Robin later resurfaced in the Lazarus Pit and came back alive, and he's Red Hood now.
Nerd.
But... So that they were teasing people, and there was this series, mini series, that was crossing all the related Batman related comic book series, Batgirl, Catwoman, all the different various Batman titles, Detective, and all that Batman itself, and it was leading up to, it was the Joker, and it was, this one was called Death of the Family,
yeah,
and everyone was expecting this grand finale in issue number 17. And, dude, I bought every issue of this. And I don't normally read all the other Catwoman and all that kind of stuff, but I bought every issue because I wanted to see what this series was going to be.
It's all going to lead up to.
And what a complete lackluster ending. Everyone thought, they alluded that maybe Alfred was killed. They alluded that they were going to kill one of the many Robins that there is now.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't kill anybody. It basically, the Joker fell into, this is a spoiler, Joker fell into off a cliff into water, and you don't know whether he's dead or not, but you know he's going to come back. So it's odd that now, in a completely different, unforeseen set of comics, that a Robin has been killed off. I'm interested to see which one it is.
I don't know. Like I said, I just saw someone talking about it, and I mean, Grant Morrison's responsible for a lot of changes within the DC universe. So maybe I'll try and find out exactly what's going on here. Surprise death of Damian Wayne. There you go.
I'm not surprised.
So Damian Wayne. No,
Damian Wayne is Batman's son.
Right.
So he was the newest, youngest Robin. I'm not surprised. That's who I thought was going to get killed in the Death of the Family,
mm-hmm,
and nothing happened.
Well, he really relaunched the entire Batman storyline, so he had him like in the caveman days and stuff like that.
He had the one where he traveled through history. I didn't even read any of that.
I read some of it in the beginning. It was a little weird.
As long as he's dead, we're good.
What? So anyway, back to horror news. I just found it interesting that we have Burt Ward coming in September and...
And his it's not his.
Well,
Robin.
The character he
kind
of plays.
Yeah. Well, Dick Grayson was the Robin.
Well, let me ask you a question.
Who's now Nightwing?
Burt Ward is known as Robin, but would DC ever go to him and ask him, "Do you think we should kill him?"
Not at all.
Yeah, I mean that's like what, 450 years? I mean, he just was offended, I guess, that they didn't ask him. I don't know. I just found it interesting.
Well, since we're talking about comic books, I have the news that Marvel has just teased its new George Romero series.
Mm-hmm.
It's an upcoming comic book series called Of the Dead, and yes. It's scheduled to debut in fall of 2013. And of course, it involves George Romero is writing the episodes. I don't know for how long or if it's just a miniseries or what. They haven't really released much information about it. But it obviously will include zombies. So, and you know what? I mean, like a lot of people are going to say, oh, this is like a ripoff of The Walking Dead. This man started the flesh-eating zombies. Yep. So I whatever George wants to do that's got a zombie in it.
If he's jumping on the gravy wagon, who cares?
Yeah, they've jumped on his.
Absolutely.
So I'm looking forward to seeing it, honestly. I hope it's a great
episode. I've read a lot of zombie comics. Sadly, a lot of them aren't very good. So I'm really looking forward to seeing what they have in store. I hope it's not like a retelling of his timeline, unless they allow him to tell the Twilight story, like the Twilight of the Dead story that he had planned for After Day. Mm-hmm. If they do that instead of making the movie, then that would be cool. But if it's just going to be, I mean, it could be something totally different. I don't know, but I
have a feeling it's going to be something.
I hope so. Totally. I hope he runs with it, and I hope it's good. For us as fans, let's hope that they make a TV series out of it.
Also, Kathy Bates has just joined the cast of the third season of FX's American Horror Story. She's going to be joining a lot of the cast members from the previous season, so we'll be playing different characters again this year. She's well known, obviously, to genre fans for her performance in Misery. Mm-hmm. And this one, she's going to play an old friend to Jessica Lange's character, and who is soon going to be revealed to actually be the nemesis of Jessica Lange. Don't know what Jessica Lange's character is going to be in this one, but apparently she's going to face off against Kathy Bates.
What do you think of that?
I like Kathy Bates' acting. I thought Misery was just, you know, this scene with the sledgehammer, and, you know, when I think of, you know, I'm your biggest fan, I'm your number one fan or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, and the book was great. The book was one of my favorite Stephen King books, so I'm all for it.
I mean, she had a stint on The Office, and then she had her own little sitcom series, I guess, that didn't do so well. I actually think I think this is going to be a really good fit for her, to be honest. I think it's a little bit different of a type of show, so I think that she'll be, if they keep her a little bit limited, I think that people will continually tune in to see what she's doing next. So I think it's going to be a good fit.
Yeah, I think it's really smart to add her. I mean, mm-hmm. great actress. I mean, that only, if you got Jessica Lange, I mean, adding her is only
going to
step up.
It's a great time, too. I just think timing is good for her name.
Also, Gothica, which is a project I believe we talked about once before. Mm-hmm. It's been given the name Gothica. It has no relation to the film that came out from Dark Castle named Gothica, spelled differently, that had
Halle Berry
in it. Yeah, it's no relation to that at all. This is the series that's going to star characters such as Dorian Gray, Victor Frankenstein, etc.
Oh yeah, we did talk about this one.
It says that the story with this one's going to be, the storyline is that it's going to incorporate the legends of Dracula, Jekyll and Hyde, and Frankenstein and Dorian Gray. In this incarnation of the story, Victor Frankenstein runs a hospital that also does biotech research, and he believes he may have found a way to bring his recently deceased daughter back to life. He was once romantically involved with the show's lead character, Grace Van Helsing. So
I don't get the wanting to bring dead people back to life. They're gone, let it happen. If you die, Rob, my good man, you're staying dead.
This
is the guy that's going to be responsible for me in the nursing home.
You know what I mean? You're done.
The do not resuscitate rule is going to be in effect. Oh, what, he fell? He's got a headache? Just kill him.
You're done.
No, that's clearly Dave for the ad.
He's already told me that as he's wheeling me down the hallway of the most decrepit nursing home he can find, he's going to lean over and whisper in my ear, that's because you never got me the ad. So he's already told me that.
All right, let's talk a little bit amongst ourselves so people can listen in. So now next week we're not going to have a podcast because we'll be there on Friday. I'll start with you, Doug.
Next week should be a best of.
That's far too much editing.
You lazy bastard.
So what are you looking forward to the most from the weekend? Like, you know, celebrities, parties, what are you looking forward to the most?
It's tough for me because being part of the family, I'm usually behind the ticket table all weekend long, aside from vendor setup Thursday night and then Friday morning with some minor adjustments. So I don't really get into the vendor room after the show starts. I don't really get into the stars room because I'm always behind the ticket table. So for me, one thing I'm going to enjoy is the costume contest.
Yeah.
Normally on Saturday nights, I kind of just chill out with my kids and, you know,
gonna get rowdy,
just hang out. But yeah, this one I'm going to get a little rowdy, you know, get some Colt 45s in me and no, get it going.
The people at home, they can't see us, but like it's Dave on one side and Doug and I on the other, like sitting next to each other. Like it's almost like the dad is like, just watching us,
so
like we're
wrong.
Like we're bad, like we're bad kids.
That's
like,
so wrong.
It's the truth.
I think you're
no, it's not.
To his age than mine.
I'm just saying, like you
oh
know, I feel
goodness.
A little. Look, I feel pressure.
You remember the chair rodeo I showed you in Maryland?
Yes, I do.
Right?
Yes, I do.
That was just spur of the moment. No booze. Me sitting behind a table, sitting on a stool. Like you know what? I'm going to pretend it's a bull and do a chair rodeo.
I
and you were one hell of a rider too.
When he was two, he drank Mr. Clean and it was never the same since.
Somebody left it on the floor.
It
wasn't on the floor. You went into the cabinet and got it.
Liar.
He did. He drank Mr. Clean.
I walked.
Then I had to call the poison hotline. And they wanted to know my name and all this kind of stuff. Like, I thought they were going to come arrest me.
So he hangs up. He doesn't say a damn thing. He just hangs up.
No. They actually told me that of all the cleaners, Mr. Clean is the weakest of all the cleaners. And I basically had nothing to worry about.
Calls my mom. Hey, Rita, we're okay. And that's it.
I walk up to the ticket table in Baltimore. If you've never been there, it's a different setup than it is in Cherry Hill.
It's funny. It's an entirely different show.
Yes. And I walk up and Doug's like, hey, Dimension, check this out. And he pulls the stool out and he's doing circles and he's got one hand up and he's explaining to me that you have to have the one hand up or it doesn't count.
Right.
And it's three legs off of the – and then you can tip back and forth if
yeah,
I remember
you
right.
You got to just champion that stool like it was a bull.
It was something.
You haven't figured out. I'm a bit of the wild one of the family.
Yeah.
So. You just got to go with it. If you get a spur of the moment idea, like chair rodeo, you videotape it, and then you'd be proud of yourself. When I showed you guys, you were like, that's awesome.
I was impressed. I'm not going to lie. I was impressed.
Now, see, for me, jumping ahead here a little bit, for me, one of the highlights of the show is when your son, Doug Jr., is going to meet Billy Dee Williams and Chewbacca. I mean, being the Star Wars fan that he is, like, I personally get the most enjoyment out of bringing guests to the show that I know members of the family or friends or whatever are really going to enjoy seeing. So, I mean, for me, when I take him over to meet Billy Dee Williams, that's going to be the highlight of the weekend for me, personally. But that's only because I know how much it's going to mean to him, I think.
No, I told him this morning, you know, I woke him up because I was walking out the door for work. And I told him, I said, you know, hey, Doug, you know, time to get up, blah, 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 blah. You know, I said, hey, just so you know, I talked with Pop last night and, you know, he added Chewbacca. And Doug's like, eyes aren't even open and he fist pumps. And he's like, yes. So, I mean, that started his day off, right? So when I get home tonight, I'll find out how much better his day got.
Hopefully good. I mean, what else are you guys looking forward to?
Well, one of the things I wanted to throw Doug a bit of credit, even though you guys teased me last week about how there's two ways, my way and the wrong way.
We'll see Saturday night.
This guy has inherited the problem-solving skills of the family.
Doug came up with a little bit of a different layout for the vendor's room that actually allowed us to accommodate some people that, you know, were on the waiting list, you know, honestly.
Awesome.
Some vendors that normally do the show that just didn't order tables in time. And honestly, they would not have tables if it were not for him. You know, it's a good idea when somebody says to you, hey, how about we do this? And the first thing you think of is, geez, why didn't I think of that?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what hit me there. And it was like, wow. You know, like it's great to have, you know, someone come up with an idea that's good. So
I wish this was visual. That's all I can say.
Dude,
I wish it was
so
visual.
After 10 years, he did something right.
See?
So for the 20th anniversary, I can look forward to another one.
He didn't let you have your moment.
I had it.
Had it, took it away.
We pulled the rug out.
Anything else you're looking forward to or you're looking forward to?
Other than that, there's no really one thing. It's just, I'm looking forward to celebrating 10 years of this. I can remember. I mean, I remember the car ride that got this started. I remember closing out my 401k account to make the first one happen. I knew it was a situation. I always wanted to do something in the horror field, whether it was right or whatever it would be. And I put it all on the line. You know, I waited till the kids were self-supportive and anything that I did would not harm the family directly.
Mm-hmm.
And it was only the only person that would suffer for it if it was a complete financial failure would be me. I had tried some other things with, we had spooky films where, you know, I brought Sarah Karloff in and we did a Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein thing that really lost a lot of money, to be honest. And then, you know, last year they essentially did the same thing that I was doing, but without the live,
right?
You know, it was live by feed, but it wasn't live in person. You know, I had some failures before this, but and there were people like waiting to stand in line to tell me all the reasons why the first show was going to fail. Mm-hmm. You know, and it just goes again, man. It goes to show you. You know, and I gave it a try, and it's what I always say. You know, the number one thing that you need to do if you're going to do anything in life, you need to believe in yourself, and you need to, you know, you need to be willing to risk it. Sometimes I constantly hound him. He's a very creative person. You know, he does computer animated drafting. He solves. He's a problem solver, man, and he comes up with a lot of things. I would be very happy to someday learn that, you know, he's got his own business going. I know he has three sons right now, and you know to run your own business or to start your own business is a tremendous risk.
Mm-hmm.
It's something when you own your own business, you could be out enjoying a hockey game, and you could get, you know, for me, I love the hockey games. It's my escape from it all, you literally do need an escape from it, because when you run a business, you're solving problems in your head, you know, 24/7. You know, and if you try, I try to get away to go to a hockey game to just get my mind on something else. One email or one text can completely, you know, change your life. And it's a burden and a blessing. You know, mm-hmm. I would never give it up, but most importantly for this show, for me, it's the celebration of, you know, we've done this for 10 years, and it has long-lasting effects, and it has affected some woman or somebody on Facebook, a girl on Facebook the other day told me how she lost her mother this time a year ago or 2 years ago, and how much Monster Mania means to her to give her something to look forward to. I mean, how can you... You know, to be able to, you can't put a price on that. To be able to do that for somebody, I mean, you know, it's tremendous for me. Mm-hmm. I'm that's the conglomeration of all that, and just to know that, you know, we've done this for 10 years, and it's not, you know, it's not a one and done. It's not one of my crazy Ralph Cramden locale pizza ideas that everyone would laugh at and be a mm-hmm. failure. You know what I mean? It's that's what the show is for me.
And I think what really impresses me the most is that you are just like anyone else. You're a fan.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, and you do this because you're a fan, and that's what I think you continually raise the bar, is that you know, there's more things that you want. You try and accommodate everybody.
Well, that's like, you know, going back to the Carrie Fisher cancellation. The first thing I was not... You know, I first of all, we wish her the best.
Absolutely.
But, you know, when you get that email, my first thought is, oh, crap. Look at all the fans we're going to disappoint.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And it's like, you know, for somebody to put $300 and to trust me with $300 of their money to come see a star, when that star cancels, in my mind, just giving them a refund, it is not enough. You know what I mean? Like, the fan in me realizes that there's a lot more, that means a lot more to those people than just $300 does.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's why, you know, we're still letting them come to the VIP party at no cost. That's why I'm giving them a free ticket for the weekend. These people made plans to come here. Mm-hmm. That's why I got the two Star Wars guests that we have now. You know, I mean, you've seen what the price of the first class flights are.
Absolutely.
I mean, you know, I could easily just say, you know, it's too much, mm-hmm. you know.
No, you're continually trying to raise the bar. Continually. And look, today you announced two new guests. You announced Larry and you announced Billy D. Williams.
Yeah.
So, I mean, as of right now, though, I mean, I'm assuming that this is it.
I would think so.
I mean, but you never know, right?
Oh, you never know.
Is that...
You don't know.
Right.
Watch tonight.
Because that's
one.
The thing. Like, you're known for last minute, you know, so...
Well, see, the thing is, I don't look at it...
As last minute. It's an opportunity.
Well, that's why I still work my other job. You know what I mean? This isn't, let's make as much money out of this show as we can.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not a land grab. It's not a gold rush. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? This is... I mean, you know, do we want to lose money? No.
I mean, but that's a different mindset than a normal promoter would have. Do you understand what I'm saying? Like, a normal promoter is putting on an event, not necessarily as a fan, but as a businessman. But you're both. That's what makes Monster Mania, in my opinion, special. That you're looking out for the fans. Don't you agree?
I can't speak for... I don't know. I don't...
That's what attracted me to Monster Mania when I first started, was that, you know, You always tried to raise the bar. You never settled. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you could have just, like what you just said, you could have just settled and said, you know what, we're going to have enough people come in. I'm not going to worry about this one, not going to worry about that one. But yet you turn around within 24 hours and have two substitutions for one guest that is no fault of your own, plus one more. That, to me, is what is appealing to Monster Mania.
See, that's just his personality, and honestly... My personality, it's one of the things we share. It's, you know, if you're in the minor leagues and say, you know, Alex Rodriguez is coming up after being injured and being, you know, going through AAA, you know, it's like, oh, you know, you're a 19-year-old kid and you're going to pitch to A-Rod.
Yeah.
You know there's a good chance you're going to get shelled for a grand slam. But, dude, give me the ball. I want to throw to him.
Yes, yeah, I'm the same
You know,
way.
I want to strike him out. Or hit them.
Because
I don't like the Yankees, so I'll hit them. Yeah. But
I mean, in sports, that's one of the things that annoys me the most. When people are given the opportunity. Like, there's I don't know, there's two kinds of people in the world, or whatever you want to say. Like, there's people, like, if I'm a quarterback, man, and, you know, it's the Super Bowl, and we're at our own 2-yard line, I want the ball, you know? I don't want to hand it off and let somebody out.
You talk about that, but now you're giving an opportunity, and how many independent filmmakers took advantage of it and how many didn't? That's a good example. Because you know how you just said, like, that's, in my opinion, that's believing in yourself. So you have the Sinister Short Film Festival, right?
Right.
How many people invested the money in themselves to prove that they belong as a filmmaker?
I don't know what the number is off the top of my head.
But do you know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely.
You should have had 100.
We should have had to deny people.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Too many.
You should have come to me and said, look, you know, we need to have some judging and we need to, like, you know, put people in. Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
dude, I couldn't agree more. And I'm not saying that because, you know, we're getting $50 for every entry. I'm saying that because I saw Ghostlight that we offered at the last show. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if you probably weren't there. You didn't see the plaque that they got. I mean, it really could mean something for somebody. And boy, you know, I mean, I constantly hear and I constantly get emails from people that want me to show their film, and mm-hmm. they don't understand what our premise is, like, with the show. I mean, I want to show movies that people want to see.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't, you know, just because somebody shot a movie locally and they want to use Monster Mania to promote their vehicle.
Mm-hmm.
They've got to be realistic and realize that, you know, you're not going to just be handed that,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, and then I get at times, like, if I, you know, turn somebody down or something for it, you know, I get, oh, you know, you don't support whatever. Well, you got to support yourself to a degree. I mean, mm-hmm. you know, like I said, I took 401k money, man, and that's a God's honest truth. I took my 401k money, 9 years of working at one company, and put it into the first Monster Mania. And if it would have failed, it was gone.
Yeah.
You know? And probably then some.
Yeah.
But I really thought that there was enough people out there like me that this could turn into something.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And if it was one and done, it was one and done. if you throw the ball and you throw an interception, at least you threw the ball.
I was just going to say, but at least you don't have to continually say, I wish I would have.
Right.
You tried.
Right. Exactly.
That is the big part that separates a lot of people. You have doers and do nots. And I mean, that's the truth. You know, you're a doer. So.
And with Monster Mania, I mean, I want every show to be better than the show we did before. Mm-hmm. I want the best show. I want it to be the best show that I can put on. Just like I want my kids to be the best people that they can be. And I want my grandchildren to be the best people that they can be. You know, and if I can do something to put them in a position to be more successful in any way, shape, or form, whatever it might be, I'm here to do that. Mm-hmm. Even with you, I mean, with the no clowning around. You know, like we're going to show the film. We're going to have a Q&A. After the film, dude, man. I mean, like you come here every week and we do the podcast and I share things with you that I share with the family. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It's like it's the right thing to do for mm-hmm. me. You know what I mean? And it's mm-hmm. like and I hope it leads to something else for you.
I
sincerely mean that.
I've been thankful. I mean, trust me, I know the opportunity that is being given. So,
yummy the fee, by the way.
It's 1 p.m. 1 p.m. on Saturday. So make sure
get your buttons and your posters.
Yeah, and Brian Mitchell did offer. There's numbered posters from 1 to 20 for the first 20 people at the screening. So that's cool.
Absolutely, dude. Absolutely. You
know, it's cool. I'm looking forward to. I mean, when people say to me, "What am I looking forward to?" That's what I'm looking.
That's
forward
your baby,
to.
Man.
Absolutely, it's my. Our hometown premiere, we weren't able to have a premiere because we had to rush and make sure that the people invested in the film were able to get the film and see the film. And for me, there's no better place to have it shown, in my opinion. I feel that, you know, Monster Mania is part of my family, you know, between the vendors and some of the celebrities and the people that come through and buy stuff or support us or that we see every show. I mean, it's literally. I mean, think about it like this. I was just thinking about it. At the end of December, you sat here and said, I'm not going to work for a month. I'm going to take a month off.
Yeah.
And you didn't. Do you understand what I'm saying? The next week, you had already started the process.
Dude, 2 days later.
Here we are.
I did take a whole day off. I swore I was going to take the month off, and I was just going to watch movies. Like, I wanted to... ironically, as the promoter of the show... The thing that I have to sacrifice the most mm-hmm. is what I'm doing here. I don't have time to watch movies. You know, as soon as we're done this podcast, I got to go in the other room and continue
business,
finishing flights and emailing people and offering refunds. You know what I mean? Like it's I can't do that. I can't sit down, turn the lights out, make some popcorn and watch a 90-minute movie. It's not a luxury I have right now. Mm-hmm. I wanted to give myself that back in December. It lasted 2 days. Second day, I'm like, oh, well, maybe I'll get this one.
Yeah, and I mean, and now when I look back at it, like, it's been a long period. I'm excited for it. This one for me is one where I was able to.
You saw it from.
I really did. I saw it from your standpoint more than ever, where I was able to sit and watch every guest, and I was able to share some of the excitement that you go through and some of the disappointment.
Yeah.
You know, I'm first of all, thank you for allowing me to be a part of your family and of Monster Mania. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to next week.
So when Dave puts me in the nursing home, will you get me out?
It depends.
Let me tell you.
Because Rob's son is putting him right next to him.
Yeah, you know that.
Hey, let's bunk them together. Two for one deal.
You know, a lot of the time from our first convention, like there was these three kids, probably 9 or 10 years old, and they were running around. They were the most annoying children I've ever come across. Mm-hmm. They still come to every convention. The one gentleman's got a girlfriend now. I wish I knew his name. But every time he comes up to the table and I give him a wristband, I think I said it at the last show, and I know I come off as a little harsh, but I usually get called a-hole.
Little.
I get a-hole a lot, but...
In life, he gets that.
I give him the wristband, and I said, I have to be honest with you, how old are you now? And he says, oh, you know, I'm 19. And I'm thinking, wow, you know, this did start, you know, Douglas was only, my oldest son, he was only 3 months old. And now here he is 10 years later. This, you know, young kid was 9 years old and running around just annoying as hell. And now he's 19. And I said, you know, I remember you from the first show. Like, you were the most annoying kid I've ever come across. But, you know, here he is now. He's grown up. And there's so many people, like, you see grow up along the way. It's got that family feel. You know that you're giving this person a wristband that you know, like, from my standpoint, because, again, I'm behind the table all weekend. You know, here's a wristband for you. I know I've given this to you how many times already? You know, it has that feel to it. You keep it close, even though it's grown tremendously.
Huge.
It's still close. It's tight to the chest. I mean, with, you know, like with my youngest, you know, he still gets scared. So it is like long days for him.
Yeah.
You know, and the guys on the stilts freak him out. So yeah. You'll see him dart through the lobby to the men's room, you know, head on a swivel like he's a running back, like he's Barry Sanders.
Or like me seeing a midget.
You know, but it's the show. It's what it's grown to. But it still has that homegrown feel that it had from Monster Mania 1, from Monster Mania 2, and so on.
And to that point, I got to say, once again, you know, when I got the email about Carrie Fisher, dude, I was sick. Literally thought I was going to throw up. And that's no exaggeration whatsoever.
We all know that. It's tough for you.
When I had to go on Facebook and announce it, I was dreading what I was going to see.
Mm-hmm.
And totally shocked with the response. And I was like, and when you read them, people were complimenting me for the way I handled it, and I'm giving them bad news. They're the people that come to Monster Mania.
Yeah.
They get it. They know. Like one person wrote something about, I announced Peter Mayhew, and like within an hour, a guy wanted to know why I wasn't on the website. I'm like, dude, I just signed the contract.
This is a multi-level. There's someone that takes care of the website. There's a lot that goes into it. You can't do everything.
Right. But I mean, I was worried I wasn't even going to be able to sleep last night. And with the responses that I read on both my own Facebook page and Monster Mania's Facebook page, I was like, oh, these are the people that come to the show, man. Yeah. These are the people that know that it bothers me to have to do this. Mm-hmm. And these are the people that get what I'm doing. And people right away were saying, people knew I was going to add somebody. Mm-hmm. You know, I was worried if I was going to be able to do it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, what, 7, 9 days out from the show, yeah. And I'm trying to get, you know, somebody that would be considered, you know, a headliner or a main Star Wars character. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, I didn't know. I'm throwing darts on the wall, you know? Yeah. But it was like, when this happened, going back to what you were saying about, you know, having that sports mentality and all that stuff, when it happened, I said to your brother, I said, dude, like, this is being in a fight with Mike Tyson. And, you know, you just got decked. You know, you just got whooped. You know what I mean? Like, you got the punch that put you on your ass.
Yeah.
You know, and you got two choices. You can stay down and say that punch really hurt, and everyone's going to, you know, they're not going to be surprised if you stay down. Or you can get up and, you know, you can get up and try to fight and throw it all you got at it. If in this case, if you get a guest, fortunately we got two, but if you can get a guest that kind of, you know, eases the pain a little bit for the people mm-hmm. that were coming for the Star Wars thing, like that, you know, that's the route you got to choose. Mm-hmm. You know, you can't, you know, and if we would have tried, I mean, Peter Mayhew might have said no. Billy Dee Williams might have said no.
Mm-hmm.
We tried for Jeremy Bullock. He wasn't available. I mean, you know, everyone could have said no. Mm-hmm. It doesn't mean, for every guest you see on the webpage, there's 5 people that said no.
Oh yeah, but that's all the time though.
Oh, all the time.
Do you know what I'm saying? All the time.
Yeah, but with 9 days to go, it's like
crunch time.
At that point, you're Doug Flutie throwing up the Hail Mary and hoping it
but
lands.
But I mean, that was
nice reference.
That was to me like that was like, oh man, you know, how do we recover from this blow?
Yeah,
like this one's a big one. Mm-hmm. You know, this was. You know, when I texted you, I mean, the magnitude of what this was not lost on anyone involved in it.
You recovered nicely.
And the fans, man, I'll tell you, it was heartwarming for me to read the posts and stuff. I was blown away, totally, totally blown away, and I want to thank everybody. It meant a lot.
So I guess that's going to wrap up this episode. It's March 8th through the 10th. We are just a week away from Monster Mania Con 24. It's 10 years in the making. And I tell you what, I cannot wait. So make sure that if you don't have your tickets, you show up at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Cherry Hill, New Jersey, and you buy your tickets the day of the show. Come in, have fun, be in Grand Ballroom C Saturday at 1 p.m.
Gotta fit that in somehow.
And thank you again for allowing the movie to play. I appreciate that. But I can't wait. I'm looking forward to.
I just hope the check don't bounce.
Oh, it's gonna
like Michael Jordan. There's it's gonna be like a Harlem Globetrotters ball.
There is no doubt about it.
Money order next time.
That's yeah, I know. I should learn my lesson by now.
But I can't wait for the podcast after. Because that's going to be the podcast where we get to talk about all the good stuff that happens. So don't be afraid to stop by and say hi to everybody. And we will see you next week at the convention. Take care. Thanks.
Thanks, guys.